dedicate today's day all day long
to John Denver.
Country roads, take me home to the place.
Jeez. Yeah. Keep down, keep down.
Round and round.
Okay, let's go.
Well, stop.
Come on, Mom, your house is routed.
Only
John Denver.
Mommy, come on, get hands up.
Welcome, everyone, to The Flea Show. This is Randy.
This is Ken.
Glad to have you along. Thank you for listening. Got to, lots of new MySpace friends this week.
We do. We have a lot more.
And appreciate that. Why did I just open it and do this? But I'm going to clean my glasses. And thank you for listening. We appreciate all of your comments. And if you ever do have any comments or concerns, which I'm sure you would, go ahead and send them to us. And maybe we'll read them on the Flea Show. Well, this is a big anniversary, folks. John Denver died on October 12th, 1997 in a plane crash.
That's right.
He was actually, the story about this was that he had just purchased this plane the day before, took it on a half-hour tour, and then he was going to fly home. The
half-hour tour?
Yeah, I mean, just
a half-hour tour.
A test drive, if you will. And when he was getting ready to take off to fly it home, the mechanic said, you know, there's only like 6 or 7 gallons of fuel, and he needed like 10 or 12.
John Denver says, I don't care about your measurements. I'm John Denver, damn it. I will get it there.
And then the plane went down, and the mechanic said he heard the plane die as he headed out over the Pacific. John Denver,
dead. I don't know. We're like the ABC News crew. We're laughing at people being dead.
It's like shooting off a bottle rocket.
Yeah.
But the thing that people don't know is that John Denver had just gotten out of court a couple months prior to that for a DUI.
Really?
Yeah, which he got off because of his attorney. His attorney gave the jury a meat injection from behind and said that he had a metabolism thing along with changes in his thyroid, and it changes his blood alcohol. He was a 0.128, which is way over legal limit.
Yeah, but pretty shot Denver.
But his attorney worked his magic. And,
My phone's going off. I should probably...
Did his Count Crackula routine and worked magic with the jury, and there you go.
The thing that people don't forget about John Denver was he was a pioneer. He was one of the few guys that, remember they had the big parental advisory thing back in 1983 or 84 when they were going to ban all the heavy metal stuff. John Denver, one of the few people that spoke up for the heavy metal society, and I appreciate that, John Denver.
Well, bless his heart.
I know. Speaking of dead people,
yes,
Vinny Testaverde going to be playing this weekend for the Carolina
Panthers. Isn't that
Panthers.
Something? They've dug him up for one game, or is it for the rest of the season?
Jake Delhomme is out for the year. David Carr's the backup, so I would assume it's a full-year contract from Vinny Testaverde. I just want to know, watching a couple weeks ago the Tom Brady incident against the Bengals where he's just throwing touchdowns left and right, taunting the Bengals. I wonder if when Vinny Testaverde now throws touchdown passes, if he's yelling, get off my lawn! Get off my lawn! Touchdown, Vinny!
Vinny Testaverde.
42 years old.
Isn't that something?
Him and Red Grange.
You know, he'll do fine. Maybe Jack Trudeau will come back, too.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, if he gets out of jail.
Yeah.
Speaking of athletes in jail, Keon Clark, former NBA player for briefly for the Raptors.
Yes, Kings a year.
Sacramento Kings. He's been all over the place.
Yeah.
And he's only like 30, early 30s.
Yeah, he's not that old.
And he's got like 15 charges against him or something. Mm-hmm. Did not appear in court this week. There's a $750,000 warrant out for his arrest. And we're thinking, dog,
we're going to get you. Keon Clark, you run from the law, we're going to get you, brah. Go with Kraft. Bear make that guy.
That show, you know, I actually like Dogs of Bounty.
Oh, I love the Dogs of Bounty.
And I like watching. I like Leland on there. But the fire hydrants that the one chick carries around.
Beth.
Beth, yeah. And I was telling you this yesterday. Can you imagine what those two little kids were like breastfeeding on those fire hydrants?
It's like that scene from UHF where with Michael Richards is having the kids drink from the fire hydrant. Who wants to drink from the water hose? And it just sprays them backwards.
Man, and if one of those kids actually would have slipped off, it would have shot. Would have shot right through whoever was in the way.
My the other thing I like about the show is they brought in his younger daughter, baby Lisa.
She's pretty hot.
She's pretty hot for Whiskey Tango. Whiskey Tango is what I like to use for certain things.
Yes.
But she's got that look to her that she's kind of naughty.
I think, it's exactly what I get, too.
The only problem is you'd have a dog chasing you down everywhere you go.
I wonder what happened to the rest of the kids' mom. And because I know they're not Beth.
But. Yeah, the boys, I think all the older ones that are on the show aren't the wives. They're younger kids who aren't on the show as much. The baby ones are.
You need a friggin' scorekeeper.
You do.
With that family.
Well, when you live in, I think they're from Hawaii.
Colorado, Hawaii, yeah. I don't know.
I think the show, I think they're from both places. They do it in both, Colorado and Hawaii. I mean, I'm sure that's all there is out to do.
They need to come to the Midwest and look for Keon.
They do. I mean, Keon Clark living up to the UNLV reputation, though.
Here's a 7-foot guy. He can't be that hard to find.
Yeah, and he's 7'1" and black. And you're in the Midwest. Shouldn't be hard to find.
Yeah. Who knows?
I can't wait to hear him at the border trying to break through. Breaking news, CNN, Keon Clark.
No, and John Denver dead.
Oh, we miss you, John Denver.
That was in 1997. When was it Ricky Nelson went to the garden party?
I don't remember. I was
because he died in a plane crash too.
Yeah.
But I think he was on
him and La Bamba.
He was doing some cocaine or something.
Oh,
John Denver was actually, I guess, was reaching for a fuel tank. How anybody would know that? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I guess you just think, what the hell else would he be doing?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he was having flashbacks of Roberto Clemente.
that is very. Very bad.
Yeah.
Bad, Ken. Bad.
I know.
What else is going on, Ken?
There was a 6-year-old boy who stole a car. And why would you steal a car? Well, he was hungry, wanted to go get some food. Not McDonald's, not Burger King. The 6-year-old boy wanted Applebee's.
I think that is awesome.
It is. I mean, of all the places to go, I'm going to steal my parents' car. I'll show them. I'm going down to Applebee's. I'm going to eat good in the neighborhood.
Eating good in the neighborhood, going to Applebee's and... you know, that's a great TV commercial for Applebee's.
It would be. Where are you going today, Timmy? Well, I'm going to Applebee's. And he's just driving with Toonces, the driving cat, and they're just driving all down there drunk on the meth.
Count Crackula.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening this week. This is Randy saying so long.
This is Ken saying keep it in your pants.
What if you don't?
Well, then you're probably having a good time.